We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you're about to hear from us today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com, or if you want to give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. And today, we have a special guest, Ray Crane from Equitable Solutions. Ray, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah. Doing great.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I'm doing great because the weather is fantastic outside. We have football.
We have good football, too. And we have bad football, but we also have good football.
And bow season starts this weekend.
Yeah.
So this is my favorite time of the year.
Oh, man. And it's nice. We get like 88 at night during the day, like 50 at night. It's kind of got the end. I mean, that's just... 2020 is almost over, guys.
Hey, and there's some good football on.
Oh my goodness! You know, we've talked about that. We've been having a big debate. You know, Ray. Why have I been going back and forth about the DAC?
Okay.
And I'm totally of the opinion that the DAC at this point is wasted money. Whereas Wyatt is not. I think he's
outplayed himself.
I think he's a nice guy. I think he's gonna get you, you know, 8-9 wins a year, you know. And I have yet to see anything in the last year that has changed my mind.
Now the one thing we agreed on is that the money he was asking for was too much.
Yeah, I mean an 8 quarterback is in this market is 28-30 million.
He's pricing himself out of a job.
Yeah.
Is what he was doing. And then he was supposed to, if he was going to do that, he had to put his mouth where his money was. And he's not doing it this year.
You know,
what do you think, Ray?
What do you think?
Well, I think we're 3 games into a season. We have no preseason.
Okay.
I think he's slinging the ball everywhere.
True that.
And I think you're playing with a horrible defense.
Yes.
I think, I do agree he's probably priced himself a little bit higher, but if you really believe in yourself,
sure.
Why would you sell out for $30 million, you know, $35 million?
Agreed, yeah. But you know. You have to have some major playoff wins underneath your belt. And,
absolutely.
And
I have a question for
ahead.
You.
Go ahead.
Name one player on the Kansas City Chiefs defense.
Tyrann Mathieu.
He got you.
Hey, he's
got you.
Yeah.
Chris Jones is their D line, right? Another big player.
Yeah. I mean, but they're, you know, so the Kansas City Chiefs defense, average.
They did great against Baltimore, I thought.
Yes.
They did great against Baltimore.
But you know as well as I do, they've been studying him since the season ended.
Absolutely. I mean, Andy Reid is an amazing coach.
But to your point, he's earned his money. You're talking about the quarterback.
Well, yeah. You know,
and he can ask for that money. Do you think Dak can ask for that same kind of money?
You know, because that defense is put the Chiefs all last year. They put them in terrible positions. And Mahomes just said, okay, hold my beer and watch this.
Dr. Pepper.
Sorry, Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper. This is a family show.
Did Mahomes say that, or did the system that Mahomes is in with Andy Reid?
No, fair enough.
Both.
Yeah. You know, because he said, was it like his rookie year, he wasn't even reading defenses. He was just out there slinging the thing, which is great for him.
But that speaks to his athleticism, right?
Yeah. I mean, athleticism and just, you know.
I mean,
well, there's a broken play. He still makes a play.
Absolutely.
And so that's when you make your money.
Yeah, Mahomes is a great quarterback. Yeah. Perfect. One of those, like a Joe Flacco year, you know, you win a Super Bowl. And I think that's what Dak is trying to do. He's like, I'll take my, you know.
I mean, I don't dislike Dak.
But I think that he's asking for, they were going to give him a large amount of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it was, a record breaking at the time before Mahomes' contract came out.
Yeah, I mean, they were in the middle 30s.
And he said no.
They were in the middle 30s. Yeah. You know, and my thing is the way I look at it is the quarterback is that one position where, you know, the whole team depends on that quarterback. Because, yeah. you know, if a quarterback breaks the team, like, you know, Mahomes is going to have to win everything in the next couple of years because they won't have any money to build a cast around him.
Right.
So Mahomes is going to have to do it himself, whereas he can't. Dak has already proven to me that without a number one wide receiver, without a above average offensive line and a good run game, he can't win games consistently. Because remember, they were like, what, 1-3, 1-4 when they brought Cooper in because they got rid of Bryant? And,
right.
You know, so that's what I'm saying is that he's not that – you just – because a quarterback can either cripple. I mean, look at Seattle. Once they paid Russell Wilson all that money, they haven't won anything.
He can't be just a utility quarterback. He has to be. Yeah. He has to wow. I mean, you have to wow the public and wow the owners.
I mean, if you're going to make that kind of money, you have to overcome the lower quality receivers and the lower quality offensive line, because that money that went to the receivers and the line is now going to you. So you have to make up for it. And Mahomes can. Russell Wilson can. I just don't see Dak being able to do that.
Well,
you know, one more point. I just fear that we're doing the same thing we did with Romo that we're going to do with Dak. We're going to disrespect him from all the years. He's going to put up these crazy numbers with a subpar team.
True.
And then when he retires, we're going to say he was a great quarterback.
Could be.
You know.
Could be.
So I think Dak is doing great. I think he's a great leader.
Mm-hmm.
The intangibles is huge. You know, and I think he just needs a couple years in a system. I mean, he's coming from Jason Garrett. I mean, right. We're talking like Dak is not doing this with, you know, subpar teams. But, you know, even when Tom Brady doesn't have, like, great weapons on offensively, he still has a great offensive coordinators, has a great system, great coaches. Dak's not – didn't have that.
And I agree with all those statements. But then that being said, talk about Tom Brady. He didn't ask for $100 million a year, and he saved some of that money. Yeah. So he had good receivers.
Exactly.
So he had a good line. And so that's where I think Dak is shooting himself in the foot. I agree with you. I think he's a fantastic quarterback. I think my only problem with is him holding back on all that money.
Absolutely. I think that's another argument. I think he's a great quarterback. Don't think we should pay him $40+ million a year.
Yeah. So he just hadn't earned it yet.
Or ever. I mean, I don't think any quarterback. I mean, if you really want to build a fundamental team, why not take a team-friendly deal at 30-ish million?
And they'll obviously raise the roof a little bit and let more money come in as they pay in more and more, right? Inflation. And that might happen with the Mahomes-type contract, but not yet.
Yep,
but talking about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Not
you know,
doing
that's,
bad.
That's the big thing. It's like a weekly thing here is like, is it Tom? Is it Belichick? Which is it?
They're tied right now. One loss, two wins. Brady's looking pretty good. He's getting into the groove.
But who's looking better?
They're both there. They're both wanting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, Newton's doing good. I think Belichick is playing to what his abilities are and switching up the offense and not assuming that he is Tom Brady. And so he's doing good by that. He is a good coach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, Tom's a good quarterback.
And Tom's a good quarterback. That's where the competition comes from. Which one was it?
Kind of that thing. You
or
know,
was it both?
You know, if Mahomes leaves, is it going to be, you know, it'll be the coach or the system, you know, quarterback or the system, kind of the same thing. So I'm excited. You know, I've never been a Tom Brady fan, but that's more likely because he was a Patriot.
Right. Well, he's the GOAT. He never loses.
Now that he's not a Patriot, all of a sudden he's more likable to me, you know, because, you know, so we'll see. I'm excited to watch that story unfold. And I feel like the pandemic kind of robbed us of a really good offseason storylines to grow and things like that. So it's exciting. You know, we don't have much time, but I wanted to say something that, who's going to watch? Are people going to watch the NFL and things like that with everything going on and, you know, all of this stuff? And it seems to me, now that means that, you know, this is in my opinion,
right,
that the NFL has done just enough to satisfy the social movement, but yet also kept it enough to not upset the people that are upset by what's going on, to where they've kind of played that middle ground very well, and the ratings are starting to show it. They're starting to climb up.
Well, they went down for a little bit, and then I think they readjusted, saying, hey, these guys are not tuning in to listen to our political opinion. They're chiming in to get entertained. And so they've changed it up, and ratings are going back up, thank goodness.
Yeah, and it's been exciting to watch, you know. And so, like, the first week I didn't watch football, and then I heard from all of my friends, hey, there wasn't a whole bunch of stuff. So the second week I watched, there wasn't a whole bunch of stuff. And now I'm watching NFL football. And so I'm excited about it. And, you know, of course, you know, college is coming too. But, hey, we'll talk about that later. You've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. And, of course, our special guest, Ray Crane. If you have any questions about anything you've heard today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. You can give me a call at 855-299-HOME, or you can reach out to Wyatt on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
At The Home Team 512. And we'll see you in just a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can definitely reach out to Wyatt on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
And that's at The Home Team 512. He loves the comments and opinions over there. Direct them all to him, by the way.
Yeah. Well, Troy likes to chime in, too. So if you want to talk to Troy, just go ahead and put it out to Troy as well.
Yeah. And this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. And we have, of course, our special guest, Ray Crane.
Hey, you know what? It's nice outside. We'll give you that. I liked it, though. That's a new way to say
just,
it.
Just kind of just stuck in my throat.
No, that was you had a little southern drawl on that one.
Yes. Right. Yes. And Ray, of course, works in the finance industry. And Ray, who do you work with?
I work for Equitable Advisors. We're a company. We're, you know, a nationwide and also worldwide company from our parent company, AXA Advisors.
Wow. Okay. Excellent. And, you know, this segment's about real estate. You know, the next segment's about money. So you're going to really enjoy the next one. But this segment's about real estate. And I tell you what, guys. It's still difficult for me to understand what is truly happening in Austin, Texas, when it comes to the real estate.
Oh yeah, right. I mean, you can guess all you want to, and think that there's things that could go down in a downturn, but they just keep on rising.
You know, the median sales price, and the median means the midpoint. So right. Half the homes above, half the homes below. The median sales price in Austin, Texas, and for the month of August, was $355,000.
Wow.
That is 11% over the year before.
That's a good investment. So, you think? 11%? Yeah. What do you think about that, Ray?
I mean, all I know is the prices in houses in Austin are crazy.
Yeah.
I live right off of Longmont and Burnett Road, and I have a family friend that lives close, and they have their own house. And so I think it's like maybe a two-bedroom, two-bath. My roommate was like, you know, that's $1 million home, right?
Yeah, crazy.
And I was like, no way.
Yeah.
And looked it up on Zillow, sure enough, $750,000.
But 11% on your money in a year is pretty good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's, I mean, phenomenal. Can't argue with those numbers.
Yeah, I mean, that's a $320,000 house last August, is now $355,000 house.
They just gained that much money.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, we've always had this conversation, you know, and we'll talk about it a little bit more, but, you know, I always get asked, you know, stocks and mutuals and annuities and things like that, or real estate. And my answer is both. It's always been both, you know, but I believe you should start with the home, you know, get a home, whether you have to borrow the down payment, do a down payment assistance, whatever, get in the home, start that appreciation clock immediately, because, you know, the rest of the numbers are just unbelievable, because it's hard for me to understand how it's happening, because you have to think there's what, 8-10 million people that are on continuing unemployment insurance right now.
And there's about
8%, you're saying?
No, 8 million Americans, 8 to 10 million Americans are currently drawing continuing unemployment, which means after not the initial, but they're still on unemployment. You know, there's over 800,000 that have received initial unemployment, but yet our closed sales from this August to last August is 12% higher. We did 4,019 closed sales in the Austin area, and that's 12% more than last August. And last August, the economy was flying, booming. Everybody was happy. Everybody was, you know, they didn't know what, people were just didn't know what to do with themselves. It was so good. You know, the market, the homes are staying on market 10 days less. So people are fighting over it. You know, the new listings is only up 1%. So there's less properties out there. Our monthly inventory is 1.4 months. So that means if no new homes come on the market in about 40 days, we're out of houses.
No houses to buy.
So,
but we're tech strong, so that's part of it, right? I mean, we've talked about that, and and having some other tech companies coming in.
Yep.
People are coming here because of taxes. We just had Joe Rogan come to Austin. Just bought a house on Lake Austin. You have Tesla coming. We're doing it right, and that's part of it. Is our government our state government, maybe not our local government.
Our state government
is doing great. Our local government needs to catch up a little bit. You know, I think that's a big part of why we're striving. And people like you and I who do business right and take care of people. Mm-hmm. So it's part about the people as well. So
absolutely. You know, and that's the thing, you know, and also just kind of, as you mentioned that, if, you know, Take Back Austin on Facebook is a great, you know, Facebook pages to go look at and see what's going on there if you're interested in trying to move Austin back to where it was, because the rest of the state's just going great.
And we're not bad. Yeah. It's just there's some things that need to be corrected before they go too far.
Yeah. You know, and so, you know, but the one other thing is that, you know, the total volume of sales. So we were up 12% in units. So we had 12% more homes sold. The volume was up 35%.
Really?
Yes. So there's more appreciation than the 11% going on when you think of that. 35% volume, $1.8 billion dollars. So this is a great time. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, like I said, we were talking about this and, you know, people keep asking, you know, is it time to buy a house? You know, because the houses are now 11% more than last year. And, I just had someone on Facebook reach out to me and said, hey, should I buy? Should I continue rent? Should I move in with family and save? And I said, no matter what, you need to get in a home right now.
Interest rates are just so good.
Yeah, because the interest rates are good now. You know, even though this house is $355,000, because the rates have fallen, your monthly payment is less on this $355,000 house than it was in whatever home you bought last August.
For the $330,000 house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you're spending less per month because the interest rates are so low. And I can't give out exact numbers, but let's just say low twos are still happening.
That's crazy,
right? Yeah. I mean, inflation's like 1.4 right now.
And what about a first-time home buyer? What's the interest rate like?
You know, it just depends. If they need down payment assistance, those are fixed, and those rates run in the threes.
Okay.
But
a three. 3%.
You're getting free money for that.
That's still like buying a car. That's a car interest rate right there. It's insane.
Yeah, you know, so it's a good time. And so, you know, people you want to go. So there's many options for financial future retirement, all right? You know, and we've always talked about, you know, cutting expenses is the number one thing. But, you know, one thing is, you know, increasing income, you know? And most jobs, though, especially for most people, they work at a W-2 type job. They get a pay raise. They get a salary. They get a promotion. So they're kind of stuck on how they can increase their income. Well, one of the things you can do is you can buy a home, live in it for at least a year and a half, you know, but after a year and a half, your life can change. And then you rent that home out and you move somewhere else and buy another home. Now you have doubled your property, right? And you have someone else paying on that other home. You've lived in it long enough. You know kind of the things that need to be repaired. Once you get it all nice and working and clean, and then you move out, you put it under a warranty so that any sort of major repairs are covered by the warranty, and you rent that out. And then you just keep doing that every few years. And you look up, you start your early 30s, you know, late 20s. You look up when you're 40, you'll have 10 properties. You'll have probably one or two of them paid off.
But even if you're in your 50s, you're listening right now, it's still not a bad time to do that. Yeah. I mean, you can—
Absolutely not.
Right? I mean, yeah, you can collect, what, three houses, four houses the next 10 years?
easily, you know, and you can do it the right way without spending a lot of money because, you know, we've talked about it. I'm a big OPM kind of guy. Other people's money is way more valuable to me than my own. And, you know, using, you know, buying a home every couple of years, being able to do it, you know, within guidelines and rules and everything else. So you're not doing any sort of thing that would be considered the F word. And we're not talking about, we're talking about fraudulent.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You saw my eyes.
Should have seen the look on everyone's face.
You gonna say it? No, I'm playing. I knew better.
You know, you don't want to do anything at all like that. This is your house. And then after a couple of years, your life can change. And you just keep, instead of selling the home when you move, rent it out.
Because you can Austin's a great market for it.
Absolutely.
People can't find houses. They have to stay somewhere.
People have to live here just for a year just to figure out how, where are they going to live? Because Austin is one of them. It's really beautiful because, you know, North Austin and South Austin are completely different. The 45 is different than the 04 zip code, you know, and just stuff like that.
Oh, even downtown, there's different.
So people want, you know, want to move into their zip codes, you know, and things like that. So, you know, rent. So they always rent. There's always, plus the university, students come down, things like that. So it's a great, it's a great rental market, especially because the prices of the homes are getting so high. It's hard to buy. So your rent goes up with that, you know, so, and you're locking it in at today's, you know, rates in the twos and threes. I mean, you're locking in your home value,
right?
Your home expense. So
sure.
There's no reason not to get a home right now.
Right.
There's just not.
I mean, well, everyone thinks it's a selling market. I mean, we've had, Connor Purcell and some of those people on how to sell your house. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity to sell a house, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But don't forget, it's even probably a better opportunity to buy a house.
Yeah, because like we said, you know, we did the numbers, and a $350,000 house today, right, compared to a year ago was $320,000. You're spending $85 a month less on the home today than you were a year ago.
Crazy.
Because of the interest rate. Even though the house is worth it's being sold for $35,000 more, you're spending less per month.
So you could say it is a seller's market, but it's actually even a better buyer's market at the same time, which is very rare.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the difference is you're not paying the bank the money. Because when I got into this, you know, rates were at 7.25%.
Well, back when you got into it, they were, what 18%, right? Back in the 80s, not funny.
You know, and so it's just funny. You know, I've told that to some of the people that I've been doing business with for 5-6 years, and they're like, what? How did y'all sell homes in sevens? I'm like, apparently they sold them in 18 back in the 80s, you know? So, I mean, you know, the housing market never changes. The difference is that people are being able to refinance, you know, you use your house. It's a house can also work as a cash machine. So, you know, you've had it for a long time. You can pull money out, you know, things like that, invest it in other homes. Just a lot of different options.
But you've always said, and I can't wait to hear from you, this next segment is, get the home, put some savings in, then you have to start investing.
Absolutely.
You have to diversify. Yeah. So it's not just real estate.
No.
We're going to hear here in this next segment a little bit more about that.
Yes, you know, and because that's Ray's super strength, of course, is, you know, what to do with your money.
Yeah.
And so he's going to explain to us kind of the differences between real estate and, you know, financial engines, I guess is the best way to describe them, because there's so many different options and things like that. You know, the circle of wealth that we talk about all the time, you know, it's own a home, establish reserves, pay off your debt, invest in the market.
Buy a lottery ticket. Right?
You know, you can't win if you don't play.
I try to keep on throwing it in there, and you always give me this look like, no, why? That's not it. Not lottery tickets, huh? Okay.
No.
All right.
Save
your money.
Again, you can't win if you don't play.
Fair enough.
You know, that's what, I don't know, Ray, is that a good strategy for retirement?
Well,
put all your money in lottery, right? Eventually you'll win, right?
Well, instead of, you know, what is it, $25 or a minimum that you have to put into your 401k overtime in a lottery? You never know.
It could be.
Right, yeah. Well, we hope you've enjoyed what you've heard and you're rushing to go out and buy a home. So if you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or you can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And you have been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. And of course, don't forget to stop by the Facebook.
The Facebook.
And give Wyatt a call at The Home Team 512. And we will see you in just a minute.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And if we upset you in any ways, please reach out to Wyatt on the Facebook.
Come on, man.
at the Home Team 512.
I like the positive stuff. You're supposed to take the negative
stuff.
Actually, we don't have negative stuff. I think everyone out there really enjoys listening to a lot of your input and some things we have to say. So I really don't get any negative input. Every once in a while,
I try to get you triggered here and there.
You get me onto the homeless situation. There's been a couple times. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah, but this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. You know, and we have special guest Ray Crane here with Equitable Advisors. Boy, that's just a tongue twister.
Equitable. That's a tough one,
yeah,
right?
It is for me.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Equitable.
It depends
on the day.
It's like the four syllables in a row. I don't know. Yeah. You know, but and this is my favorite segment, Ray, because I've always believed, you know, we talk about this all the time, but I always believe that people miss their opportunity of understanding money, and that most people, and when I say most, I mean, I'm talking like 95% of America, they put themselves in a hole and they don't know how to get themselves out. And it's nothing more than not understanding the vehicle of money, you know, and that's what you do. I mean, you handle money. And so kind of give us a quick explanation.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically what I do is help. It teaches a lot in start their retirement,
okay.
Right? Getting invested in their 403B, which is a lot like a teacher's version of a 401K, simply all that is. And then also I help them run through their TRS, because here in the state of Texas, teachers do something separate besides of Social Security, right? They have their TRS. So I usually help run through that. But licensed to do, you know, all kinds of investment work. So I work not just with teachers, but really, I mean, could help you guys out as well. Just also in the life insurance space and just really overall financial planning.
Right? Yeah, because
but on a long-term scenario.
Yeah, obviously long-term scenario, that's, you know, our big thing is, you know, helping people plan for retirement, right? We're not.
So it's not about buying pork bellies today.
Yeah.
College funds and things like that.
Exactly.
Future weddings for daughters and things like that. Long-term.
Whoa.
I'm just saying. Hey. Yours are three years old.
I know. Think of how expensive they're going
to
be then.
Well, you need to talk to them, because she's going to get married eventually. This is the time to start.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to give you a hint.
Yeah. Because apparently the daughter's dad is supposed to buy all this stuff. Nobody told me that.
Well, daughter's,
I would have known that.
Parents, not just the dad.
Right. Yeah. Right, yeah.
I know.
Just saying. Yeah.
Did you hear that, Jackie?
Right. Yeah, I was helping her out. All right, so anyway, apologize. So, but nonetheless, for longer term, not short term.
Well, any major purchase goals, you know, that's something we would want to take into account in your financial plan and plan around that. But yeah, that's one of the things. But really, you know, making sure we're building up that retirement, building up into legacy, but all kinds of major purchase plans.
And that's kind of your direction on it. So obviously, if somebody is in their 30s, a good time to start. 20s, a good time to start.
I mean,
what about 40s and 50s? You still have some long-term scenarios for them as well?
Whenever you have the chance.
Whenever you have the chance,
start. Yep.
Never too late.
Especially, you know, I think over time, basically there's about a 10-year period where about 7 years you're going to do, you know, get a positive return. Right. 2 years, you're going to have a negative return. And then one of these years, you're going to kind of break even.
Okay.
Right? I'm not going to get into specific. But with a well-diversified portfolio, that's kind of what the overall market does.
So a 7-year plan, 7 to 10-year plan is what you're trying to think.
Well, with 10 years, I'm saying 10 plus years of investing, I would consider that long-term.
Okay.
And so, but really, if you're 55 and you want to start saving, save.
Right.
You know.
And 401k is still a good option for that.
Definitely. I think 401ks, especially because you get a match, you should always do at least up to the match that the company is going to give you.
Sure.
And then if you have extra income to do on the side, start doing that.
Okay.
They're an IRA. Annuity products, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Did y'all hear me start to cry over there?
Why? Well, yeah, I did.
I mean, it's literally something I've been saying for like a year.
Right. He just supported you.
Yeah.
He supported you a little bit.
No matter what, do the match. No matter what.
No,
it's free money.
It's free money.
Free money.
Why wouldn't
And it's tax deferred free money.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if it's $1,000 and they give you, you know, $300 and then you save $250. On taxes. I mean, right. You know, come on.
Yeah. That's another big thing with a lot of the 401ks, 403bs, is everything you put in is also going to help you on your taxes each year.
And so how does that work just for some people out there?
It's tax deferred. It's going to reduce your taxable income.
And when can you get that out where you do get penalized when you pull it out no matter what?
Well, I mean, you get taxed. Yeah. So, I mean, as long as you don't pull it out early, but, you know, before you hit, you're either 55 and retired or 59 and a half in. You can continue working and pull it out then. You won't face any penalties. You'll just be taxed on it because you skipped it up front.
So okay. You could be retired and 55 and pull it with no tax penalties?
As a teacher. Oh, gotcha. I'm sorry. I'm talking about specifically the 403B product.
Guys, check with your CPA on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was all excited. I was like, oh, my God, I can retire earlier now.
Yeah. Sorry. He's like, wait a minute.
I'm crying again, but for a whole nother reason.
You got to work for another 5 years. Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and as far as for that, you have is it Series 7? Is that the license?
Yeah, so Series 7, Series 63, which is state, and then also my just general lines for life insurance.
And that's the same kind of licensing that pretty much every, you know, stock,
yeah, the series,
I guess stock
yeah,
broker
the
is what
series
I want to call
7
it.
Is kind of your general... Mm-hmm. You know, securities, financial market license.
So that life insurance then. So that's speaking to everyone from every age. Is that something you highly suggest someone doing as well?
Yeah, I mean, there's just such great options you can have. Whether you're young and you don't have a big budget, you can still do a term policy and get a lot of coverage. And by the time, if you do a good job of saving throughout the years, which hopefully if you're talking to me or another financial advisor, you're setting yourself up for that. By the time you get to the end of that 20 years, you may not even need insurance, or you can lock in that health rating when you're younger, and then you can be, you know, 50 years old, eating burgers every day, and still have a good health rate.
Good health rate. That makes sense. Burgers every day, huh? So if I'm gonna get life insurance, I can have burgers.
Do they check that?
Yeah, they do.
Oh,
you have a. They check to see if you have tobacco or anything in your system that you have to do a physical.
It's a paramed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so a lot of what we're doing though right now,
sit-ups.
Oh, I'm out.
I know what we're doing right now is if you're under a certain age, we're doing like easy underwriting, and essentially you don't have to do your paramed, you can get a health rating.
I saw one online sometime like, hey, if you can run a 9-minute mile, we can save you money on your. And I'm like, I think I would die.
Right.
I mean, that's how they're saving money, because I died trying to run the 9-minute mile.
Well, there's some people out there right now that are listening that do want to save some money. They're probably looking into seeing what they can give to their grandchildren.
Absolutely.
Or their children.
College education.
Or your daughter's wedding coming up pretty soon. She's three already. How do they get a hold of you?
You can either go to my LinkedIn. You just type in Loris Ray Crane. Or better yet, just email me at ray.crane@equitable.com. Ray is R-A-Y. Crane is C-R-A-I-N.
Okay.
And just shoot me an email, you know, tell me your situation, we can get in touch and I can reach out.
And they don't have to prepare anything before they call you.
No,
email you rather.
Yeah.
You'll take them from step to step what you need.
Absolutely.
And again, what's that email address?
So it's ray.crane@equitable.com. So Crane is C-R-A-I-N.
Now, is that like the bird or the machine?
Neither. So I guess I'm kind of closer to both.
He's his own individual. Yeah. He's Ray Crane. He's neither bird nor machine.
Sorry, I couldn't resist that one. I enjoyed that moment. But yeah, and that's a great, you know, we've talked about that. You know, we talk about that circle of wealth, the home, reserves, no debt.
Yes.
you know, investments.
Investments.
You know, I always diversify. Say stocks, but it's investing. It's,
and so, investing. And when you say debt, do you just mean bad debt? Because obviously a mortgage is, you know, building up that equity.
Yeah, mortgage is kind of the only debt that really, I subscribe to Dave Ramsey through and through, his whole principle. And so mortgage is the only debt that you should carry. You know, it was funny, you know, Wyatt and I, a little while back, he's like, well, how do you get a car? I'm like, well, you buy a $2,000 car.
Exactly.
And he's like, what?
Well, it's just funny because I went to...
I don't know about the what. I've had that $2,000 car, and that's great until you can't get to work to earn the money because it's broken down the side of the road on fire.
And you sell it for $1,000 and you buy you another $2,000.
True story, by the way. True story. On the way to work, catches on fire. But anyway, yes.
But yeah, I mean, I love listening to Dave Ramsey. There's a couple of things where I can't necessarily agree to everything that is said. But a lot of that is, you know, great strategies. Yeah.
And what he says about saving money and watch your spending and things like that is brilliant.
Brilliant. You know, budget, you know, I wish I could go back to myself when I was 18 years old. And if you can just, I wish I could put this to any high school kid, any college kids that's listening to this now. If you can budget well and start saving early, your life is going
to
be so much easier.
Oh, if I would have done that and put it into Dell, I wouldn't be here. I'd be on a beach somewhere in a cabana.
That's the, we actually, and when we ran the numbers, the difference between 25 and 35, the amount of money that you need to save to have the same at retirement, is almost $1,000 a month difference.
Isn't that crazy?
So at like 25, you can start throwing $400 bucks into an account with someone like Ray.
This is why this segment always stresses me out. I wasn't your 20-year-old who saved. I'm in my 40s and I'm doing it now. Just from different reasons. I get a little tension. I'm not crying. I'm a little
That's something I show people whenever we're running out their calculations. Like, hey, okay, you know, I feel like I could hit this with my budget. I say, okay, great. And then I show them, okay, this is what we're putting in now. Let's say we wait 3 years, and they see how much the account value drops, and you're only putting in, you know, a few thousand less.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's crazy. So the biggest thing with investing is not really how much you're putting in, but time. You can always put in more later. You can't get the time back.
Yeah. So, get in, start.
So if somebody gets a hold of you, obviously 401k, teacher side is, what is it?
So it's called a 403B.
403B. But also they can do like commodities and other investment type things with you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we,
for long term basis.
I mean, the 403B would be a long term basis, but I mean, if you wanted to get started with an IRA, or if you wanted to max out your 403B, or whatever the case would be, all kinds of different options. We basically have the entire universe of investments available to us.
So, but if they wanted to get into oil and gas and things like that on a long term, you don't do that, or
we could build them. You know, we could get into kind of a specific account.
Yeah, whatever's to them. Okay.
I like that. He's going. He's trying to tie you down to something. He's going to run out to the car and start pull up his phone. Start investing.
Well, he had such good information. Again, how do people get a hold of you?
Ray.Crane@equitable.com.
Yeah. Perfect.
Shoot me an email. Or you can go to my LinkedIn at Loris Ray Crane.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely. You don't want them to go to your Facebook, though, right?
Oh, well, I have a Facebook profile, but we're working on that one. We're getting that one up.
You don't
want
them to go to your Facebook. mine's locked up pretty tight now here lately. I'm totally just kidding. But, yeah, I mean, and it's so important, in my opinion. My parents didn't teach me about money.
No, I mean, it's not taught in school either.
I know, and I didn't learn about money until I was almost 40. I was in my late 30s before I realized, hey, I've wasted my life. I need to figure it out. So, you know, I just wasted a lot of time. If I'd have known and just had a couple $100 here and there, everything would be different. I can't complain, but it would be just better.
Agreed.
You know, but hey, I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard, especially from Ray Crane with Equitable Advisors. You've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we love to bring money and sports together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to Wyatt on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
And we'll see you in just a minute. Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. And this is our special spot, Wyatt.
This is your favorite spot.
This is my favorite.
I was telling him earlier that we try to talk about other sports in this segment. It's Longhorns usually, and it's usually football. Doesn't matter what time of season it is. We like our baseball. We like our basketball.
Sure.
We like our swimming.
Quibbage.
The Quibbage.
They won the national championship. We gave them records. Yeah.
But it's a football town. It's a football state, and it is football season. So
absolutely.
And we got some good football.
Yes, and of course we have our special guest Ray Crane from Equitable Solutions. You know, so I'm gonna just go ahead and give the backstory. I've known Ray for a long, long, long time, and so he's had a nickname since he was like 6 years old. So it's hard for me to say his real name because he's always the nickname to me.
Really? So yes. Ray's a different name for
yes,
you.
So yes.
You always are going to the other one.
Yes. So every time I try to say his real name, the nickname pops into my head, and I have to stop and think through
it. But Ray Crane's a grown man now. He's professional,
exactly.
And he goes by Ray Crane.
He's no longer Bebe Crane.
Well, yeah, I'm still Bebe in the office. That first meeting I ever ran, had my senior advisor there with me, and the guy stops down, and the first thing he says, so what do y'all call him? We call him Bebe. Do y'all call him Ray or what? So my boss kept that secret for about a week, and then we had our big Monday morning meeting.
That's a good one.
Yeah. He asked me how my day was going.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you've known him for a long time, yes. That's a good heads up there.
Yeah, and he's with Equitable Advisors, so if you need any money assistance, please reach out to him. You know, it's ray.crane@...
Equitable.com.
I can't be that hard. But this is all about, this is the good stuff. Hey, we've had some college football,
hey,
baby.
Man. And you know what? We had some surprise beats, too.
Oh, you know, I never thought I'd like a Wildcat, but boy, I sure did on Saturday.
You believe that? Oh, no. They took it to them.
You know,
That's a fun game to watch.
It's all over the place this season. You know, we're talking about the professional sports. There's no preseason. There's no, you know, non-conference.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Coach Herman had even said during that they didn't do a lot of tackling because they just didn't want to get people together and things like that.
We thought we were going to see sloppy ball.
Yeah, and so then Longhorns come out first game, and there was no sloppiness. I mean, they had some bad angles here and there, but it was a good, clean game their first game. So you're thinking they cracked the pandemic code of how to prepare for football. Mm-hmm. And then they just fly up to, you know, West Texas, and – oh my God! It was Abbott and Costello was trying to tackle.
Oh, right.
It was like, who's on first?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, the game's on the line.
Keystone Cops. Yeah.
The game's. It looked like Keystone Cops. Yeah. The game's on the line. The Tex trying to run the clock out, and the dude runs into a herd of white jerseys, and he's like, boom, 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 and then he's gone.
So I mean, and we have to go back, right? A devil's advocate on that is they didn't have enough time. Brand new defensive coach. Not enough time to really build his cohesiveness on his defensive team. I mean, there's calls on the defensive side, by the way. It's not just offense that calls plays. Defense also do. They have to also have to look at other offenses and change their defense. So they didn't have enough time. I mean, it's a hard one. But you can tell they did not have enough time this last game.
You know, and I love my Longhorn fans. You know, I do. I love them. I love them all. But it's so funny to listen to them after that game. Because all they talked about was the offense.
Well, that's all you could talk about. There's nothing else to talk about.
But they seemed upset with the offense because of the third quarter. You know, the one interception. Yes. They only scored seven points. They scored 63 points.
In the end.
You know, if the defense had just made two stops in the third quarter, it would have been an easy game.
Well, I love seeing Facebook posts come up with a lot of Texas Longhorn fans going, oh, well, there's another season down the thing, you know. They turned the game off.
I did. I was listening to it on the radio. I was driving, and then he scored the last touch, and I said, let me just save myself some depression here. And then
I have to be honest. I went out after third quarter. I came back in intermittently just with my hands over my eyes a little bit.
Can you imagine if, like, let's say, I don't know, you live in Austin area and you drove all the way to Lubbock to watch that game, you know, and you got a ticket and you got great seats. Let's say 40-yard line-ish, you know, 20th row, great seats.
And your last name's Manila?
And you go and the Longhorns go up or go down 56-41 and you get mad and leave. Can you imagine being that kid?
He left.
Did he really?
Wow.
Colton
Marcy left.
Did he really?
He missed
and drove all the way there and missed the
comeback.
Because he wanted to get out before the traffic.
No, I think he was just upset and, you know, and just
left before.
You know, we were texting back and forth, and after I started keeping up with the updates, I was like, oh, we scored a touchdown. He was still like, oh, my God, we suck so bad. You know, and then we scored another touchdown, and I was like, no, we're so bad. And I was, it didn't make sense. I was like, come on, we're inching in there, and then now it does.
but they had the lucky onside kick recovery, which helped out a little.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky.
Know, whatever you want
to call it.
That's
always lucky.
I say it's God's plan. Okay. But you can call it luck.
It's God's plan.
Divine intervention.
God bleeds orange. I don't know, man.
Have you seen the sunset? What color is it?
It is.
Burn orange, baby. You know, and you know, to be fair, there were a lot of other games. I mean, you know, Miami, I'll tell you what. Miami looks good.
No joke right there.
And, you know, A&M, that was their first game.
That was not a good showing.
But it was their first game.
Yeah, K-State
K-State lost to, you know, pretty much a Division II school, and then they come back and beat Oklahoma.
Well, A&M,
the first game is important in this season.
Well, that showing, then they have Alabama this weekend.
Well, we already knew that was going to be a loss. That was going to be a loss.
I think it's this year. I think it's their year. They're going to beat Alabama and just play it. Yeah. No, not really. They're showing it's a little weak on offense. Very weak on offense. Not very impressed. Jimbo's getting paid a lot of money. I know there's some Aggie fans out there. I don't know. He's earning his money with this one. I don't.
You know, it's so funny. It's like the Big 12 is where defensive coordinators come to die. A&M is where head coaches go to die.
That's not true. R.C. Slocum was awesome. come on, man.
But he was there. They just promoted him.
Sure, fair enough.
I mean, gosh, what was the one after Slocum? He came from Alabama. He went like 11-0 at Alabama.
Right.
He comes to A&M, and he had like two winning seasons. He got fired from Texas State after he left A&M.
This is true.
I'm just and I'm just going off of historical facts. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
You didn't hurt my feelings at all.
What do you think, Ray? You think I hurt his feelings?
You have four flat tires out in the remote. You haven't seen them yet. No, but.
You know, it's just it's just weird to me. But, you know, we'll see.
But Longhorns are they definitely need to pull it up on the defense, because if they're going to, you know, they have some other tough teams coming up. I mean, Oklahoma State looked great.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I mean,
and it wasn't Chuba Hubbard.
No.
It was their backup running back that did all the running.
Right.
It's just crazy.
So,
I'm telling
Oklahoma State's no joke.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun season.
Yeah, it is, because, I mean, Oklahoma looks so bad. I mean, they looked like they were making errors. Even when they were scoring touchdowns, they had some times where it was like, okay, you know.
Yeah, so. that was pretty impressive. I couldn't believe it was happening. Mm. But then you have, you know, LSU losing.
Yeah.
We weren't too surprised about that.
You know, no, we
weren't. Mike Leach.
Yeah, I love it.
I love Mike Leach, man.
There's a lot of ghosts in this stadium, but we just came and slayed them all.
Didn't they break a conference record for pass yards?
But against LSU, they're going to love
it. Now we have, you know, the Big Ten coming in. Seven games is what they're saying.
No, Pac-12.
Pac-12. Yep. Oh, sorry. Seven games.
Yeah.
But we have people playing 10, 11 games. How are we going to do the ratings? How are we going to do an actual?
I don't think anybody out of the Pac-12 was coming in anyways.
Yeah, dude. I don't think. Yeah.
Well, but the Big Ten, too, though, they're playing a shorter season as well. How do you get a Heisman out of that? How do you get who goes into to get the national championship if you have a smaller, you know, array of games and players or teams to play? I don't know.
You know, it's just going to be, this is one of those years that unfortunately it's going to have an asterisk next to it no matter what.
Lots of arguing at the end of the year.
You know, usually, you know, you kind of upset about that fourth team, you know, not this year. I think it's going to be like third through nine. People are going to be mad. And I get it, and I understand it. And the Heisman, who knows? You know, I mean, the good thing is that it's an exciting year this year for a whole different reason.
Right?
You know?
Different things to argue about, right?
Yeah, completely different things to argue about. You know, and I just feel that, you know, if we could get through this week, the Longhorns can get through this week, they can shore up that defense. I think that every game that they win, I think they're just, because, you know, make no mistake, you know, Coach Ash is a excellent fundamentalist, and he's going to start fixing this game by game by game. Now that he's really seen where his problems are, that's all they're working on. And I'm excited about that.
And now they're on the field, and they can actually – they're working on it right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not kind of tackling that little robo-dummy. They're probably they had to
skip lunch this today because they're working on it.
Yeah, that's exciting, you know. And
it's a tough game, too. What do you think the score is on that game?
Oh, my goodness. You know, just so you know, since the Horn Frogs have come to the Big 12. They are 6-2 against the Longhorns. You know, the Longhorns have more wins in the last 8 years against Oklahoma than they do against TCU.
TCU, yeah. Old Crabtree. No, that's Tech.
That was last week. You know, but yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know what it is. I mean, they had a terrible team last year, and they just beat the Longhorns. Yeah, like,
it's
drunk.
It's,
like,
they're children. An offensive team.
Well, that's the tough of being the Texas Longhorns is you're everybody's rival. Yeah. Everybody comes to play, you know.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, the Longhorns, I think, what's the score? What do you think?
Ooh, I'm telling you, dude, I've been drinking the Kool-Aid.
35-28.
Oh, no, I'm going like 48-21.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Defense, TCU's an offensive team.
You know, but we'll see.
That they step out on that defense, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I, you know, and you got to think, we're going to have all 11,500 of us in the stands screaming and hollering. It's going to be exciting.
That's right. No band still, right?
No band.
Yeah, you know, that's unique.
I hate to bring this up, but some people are saying the band's not playing because of political reasons.
Well, easy way to pop them out, right?
I've heard that. Now, I don't know anything. That's just straight hearsay. So, yeah. But, you know, but yeah, there'll be no band. It'll be just, you know, what, 19,800 people or something like that. And so the crowd takes the home field advantage out. So the crowd's gone. And, you know, so who knows? Like I said, this is an odd year. And I'm just thankful to be a part of it.
Yeah, right, though? I mean, yeah, there's some football. What do you think the score is going to be?
I'm going to say 35-31.
I'm 35-28.
So. Yeah. All right.
I think it's going to be pretty close.
That's the sound of me drinking way more orange Kool-Aid than y'all. That's all it is.
He's like, it's going to be 102-3.
Yeah. And that 3 is like a 60-yarder.
Is it?
Yes.
Defense has done such a good job.
That's right. But you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, and of course, our special guest, Ray Crane from Equitable Advisors. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com. You can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And if you would like, drop by the Facebook at the Home Team 512 and leave your score for the weekend. And we will see you next week. Hook 'em horns.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.